It's November 5th, 2016, and this is your Overseas Connection podcast, episode 395. November 5th, 2016 is game day 2016 for Extra Life. Extra Life unites thousands of players around the world in a 24-hour gaming marathon to support Children's Miracle Network hospitals. Since its inception in 2008, Extra Life has raised more than $22 million for local CMN hospitals. Extra Life is gamers doing what they do best to help sick and injured children at their chosen Children's Miracle Network hospital. Simply sign up, commit to play games for 24 hours with us and on any day of by your choosing or over a few days, and ask your family and friends to support your efforts. Once you've completed the registration, you can get online on the fundraising page, customize and take donations to your cause. The money that you raise through Extra Life will go directly to your chosen Children's Miracle Network Hospital as unrestricted funds. This means that the hospital decides where and how to spend the money to ensure the dollars you raise make the biggest impact in the lives of the kids they treat. For example, the money you raise will go to fund research and training, purchase life-saving equipment, and pay for uncompensated care. Their hospitals treat every patient that comes through the doors, regardless of the family's ability to pay. Their mission is to save and improve the lives of as many children as possible, and the funds you raise make it possible for their hospitals to do that. This is your Overseas Connection. I am Richard Webster, and this evening's show is a special. We're going to be bringing in Extra Life hosts from around the world to talk about how they're getting on, what they've been playing, how much they've raised, and where they want their money to go. The reasons why they're basically getting all this money together and spreading their joy and playing games for 24 hours. I'm Richard Webster, and this is the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
So now we've got the intros out of the way, let's get down to business. Now, today I've been watching various people play through their streams, been jumping in the chat, we've been talking. We've got some great guests coming up on the show tonight, some fantastic people, part of the VG Hub network, as well as an outlier who's kind of on his own over at the sides. We're going to bring him in last. Tonight we're going to have Mike Chin, the very famous Mike Chin. We're going to have GamerGirl27, as you know her from the Overseas Connection. We've got Mark Annex, Mark Wright from the Overseas Connection. We've got Robin Tate, known as Bongo the Sane. We're also bringing in Greg the DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law. He's going to be joining us tonight. I've got a list on the board here. That's why I keep turning around. You keep seeing the camera a little bit. This is my list. I'm really old school. We've got Gary the Felice. We've got Amras. And we've got Batch coming in at the very end of the show. It's going to be a great show, guys. I've got some lovely things to show you. We've got some great things to talk about. First of all, though, I want to show you some clips. We're going to get in and we're going to see what Gary the Felice is up to right now streaming. He's on Twitch. He's playing a game for Extra Life. I think he's running in Destiny at the moment. So let's just jump in and see where he's getting up to now. Let's turn on the audio. Let's have a bit of a listen. His game's actually quite quiet. I don't know if he realises that, but he's there sulking in the corner in the webcam. You can see him just there. I think he's doing some Destiny raids. He's going to be joining us in about an hour and a half or so. It's not going to be a long show, but it's going to be a long show, if you know what I mean. So there he's just swiping those guys there with that sword. He's on fire. I don't know what he's doing. I've only really watched people play Destiny. I've never played it myself. But look at him. Look at him go. He's fantastic. Look at that magic. He's got magic on him. So he's there raising money for Extra Life. How much has he raised so far? He's hit his goal. His goal was $1,000. He's at $1,050 right now. So I'm sure he'll want to talk about that when he comes in later. Yeah, look at him go. They're the big guys, aren't they, on Destiny? It's a good game. It's a beautiful game. I'm looking forward to number two because I might actually get into that a bit more. So this is Extra Life, guys. For anyone who doesn't know, I gave a big intro at the beginning. This is about raising money for charity for kids' hospitals, and the money goes to a really good cause. And it's gamers doing what gamers love, play games. It's the best thing. And the reason why I think Extra Life is that extra special and just that extra much, it gives it that extra edge, is because you're not asking people to do something necessarily that they wouldn't already do. You know, you're not running a marathon where it's like you're straining your body for this immense task that you never do. You know what I mean? You're not an athlete, but you do this marathon once a year or whatever. This is asking people to play games. It's like the easiest thing in the world, but we're going to find out tonight by talking to the very people doing the streams how easy it is to stay up for 24 hours straight playing games. We've seen some great stuff today. We've watched Mark, we've watched Gary DeFelice, we've watched Mike. I watched Mike for about 4 hours while I was doing my cleaning this morning, bits and bobs, and he was struggling to finish Mario, so we'll get him in the show later on and we'll talk about what he's been up to and ask him how he felt spending 2.5 hours on World 8 on Mario 1. I'm sure he'll appreciate that. So we're gonna be talking Extra Life. We've got a bit of a new stream going on here. I'm going to be bringing in GamerGirl27 in just a moment. She's going to be Skyping in, I believe, directly from her Xbox. So let's give her a call. Let's see if we can bring her in. You might even be able to hear the old the Skype noise in the background. So I'm still watching Gary's stream over there. He's still just playing Destiny stuff. I'm hoping Gamer Girl comes on shortly. I think she's going to bring her webcam on as well, I believe. So she's going to be coming in a minute. She might actually be on the line now. Kim, are you there on the line?
I might actually be, yes. Yes, I might.
Fantastic. Here she is, yeah. Kim. This is GamerGirl27, also known as Kim Woods. Kim, have you got your webcam on there?
No, I haven't. I'm on my Xbox. I use a Kinect, and, well, it's not actually where it should be, so you can't see me. So.
Oh, fantastic. She's basically there in her pyjamas because she's been gaming for all day, so she's just there in her pyjamas. She doesn't want to show the
pretty
world
much.
Pajamas.
I look like crap, you know.
You look like... Don't be soft. So Kim... Tell us, yes. What have you been up to today? I've seen you playing The Witcher 3 today. I've seen you, stomping around the wastelands of The Witcher. Tell me about your day. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. Like I said, yeah, I've been playing, well, pretty much the only thing I've been playing is Witcher 3. So, if the people that have been watching me are bored with Witcher 3, you're going to have to tell me. So, because I don't know what I'm doing and I've never streamed before, so be gentle. So,
well, I think that's part of it. I think The Witcher 3 is such a big game. It's kind of an easy choice because, you've got 24 hours to play, and this is just a guess, but doesn't it take like a billion hours to finish The Witcher 3?
Pretty much. I've only played probably around 70 hours by now, and I still have tons and tons and tons of things left to do. So yeah, there's loads. So
that is,
it'll probably take me a year at least.
Well, I think, see, I'm more of an Elder Scrolls fan than a Witcher fan. But I understand that, like, having a game that takes hundreds of hours is great because you can spread it out over 4 years and you never feel like, oh, I should have finished that, or, I need to finish that game before the end of the year or whatever. It's one of them games where you can just keep coming back to it, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm kind of that way with Dragon Age Inquisition, even though everybody looks at me like I'm crazy when I tell them I have, like, 300 hours into it. And they're like, well, it only took me like 2 days to complete it. And I'm like, but I'm doing everything. So,
well, there you go. That's like the Elder Scrolls. There's so many things to do that.
Oh, I know, right?
Like, let me ask you this: are you the type of person that likes to have one save and do everything, or do you do bits in different saves?
I used to be the person that had one save and would do everything. But then I've learned over the years that that's not always a good idea, especially if you get stuck somewhere. It's really hard. You have to go back.
Yeah.
So I kind of tend to have multiple saves and maybe where I'm at different points. So that way, in case something happens and I get stuck, I can always go back to an earlier save and get my butt out of a jam instead of being stuck at that one point where, it takes you forever to beat it and you might not get past it. So.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So how long have you been gaming for today now, Kim, in total?
I got up at 6:30 this morning, so I haven't even hit the 12-hour mark yet, and I'm already feeling it, so...
Wow.
It could be interesting. I'm getting too old for this, I think.
Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, I remember, like, 5-6 years ago, I could be up till, like, 6-7 in the morning playing Halo 3 with, like, Greg, because he's over in, like, LA, and it'd be fine. I'd be like, yeah, that's fine, just stay up till 6-7 o'clock, it's fine. But now, I get up at that time, so I have to be in bed by 9. I'm like an old man.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous. Like, I'm doing this on Red Bull and coffee now, and it's only 10 o'clock.
No, I've had like 3 cups of coffee, and I'm still sitting there thinking, maybe I should go get some more. So
I think you'll need it, to be honest. The 12-hour sludge, you're past that first half now. How much have you raised so far for the charity?
I have actually shot... Let me look it up. I've shot past my goal, so... I've done really well, to be honest. I'm really, really happy with my donors. Thank you all very much. I couldn't have done it without you. So I think I'm up to 240. My goal was 200, and I think I'm up to 240 now. So hold on, it's whirling, so I can tell you in a second. Yes, I am at 240. So See, I've made my goal and exceeded it, so thank you.
See, it's amazing because you've just raised $240 for charity out of thin air. For just
pretty much, yeah.
Doing something that you just do every day anyway.
Exactly, and people are nice enough to throw money at me and let me do this, so, you know.
I know, and you didn't even have to take your clothes off again?
No, there was no nudity.
No, I don't mean like you, I mean like in the game. Like, the people like... ask you to run around naked, because, I mean, I've heard Geralt is a handsome dude. I've seen him myself, but I don't know. He's I just don't want to look too hard in case he turns me.
There you go. That's it.
That's basically it. Yeah, I've just been brought a lovely tea and some. Thank you.
Nice. Cheers. Yeah, I've got my water and my peanut butter crackers, and I think I've got a peanut butter cup here and a candy bar. So far, that's my stash so far.
A candy bar. That's all you need. That's all you need for a stream. So have you had a chance to have a peek at anyone else's stream today, or have you just been doing your own?
No, not really. I mean, we've all been in a party together, but I haven't had a chance to go peeking on anybody else's stream. I've kind of been peeking at my own to make sure I don't look like an idiot. So
yeah.
So no, but it sounds like we're all doing well. So
no, that is pretty much it. Everyone seems to be doing all right. Gary's done well money wise, but I think he whores himself out to everyone on Facebook. To be honest, I think he's got like a million friends.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I think he's just a friends whore on Facebook. That's it.
That's it. Exactly. That, yeah.
Obviously, I mean, I've watched a couple of the streams today, and I've noticed jumping into everyone's individual streams. You hear all these voices. It's all the same people. Like I was in like Amras's stream, and I was like, why am I hearing Greg? What's going on? Have I got two windows open? What's happening? Because I was getting clips of stuff before. I got I didn't manage to catch. Oh no, I did actually get a little clip of you playing The Witcher. It's nothing special because I was watching you, and I was watching you, and I was going, I hope she does something exciting so I can like do a quick record, because I've got little clips of people from what they've been doing today. But it's The Witcher. It's spread out, so I don't even know if it's any good. But I'm gonna play the clip now. See, I've got awesome. Special clips, and people can watch you. I've got the VLC logo there because I'm killer. So this is just a quick clip. This is a quick clip. This is just Kim just riding a horse through the woods.
Oh yeah.
And she says something like, what does she say? We might hear her. Here we go. No, couldn't hear her. But she says like, oh, that's not right or whatever. Goes to the map. And then that's the clip. So it's kind of like, it's basically a What is the Witcher? If someone said to me, what is the Witcher? That 10-second clip shows it perfectly. Riding through a horse, like through a woods with a horse, and then you look at your map. That's it. But it's one of them games, it's one of them games like, I thought, okay, I got a decent one of Mike playing Mario. I think I got one of Battlefield or something like that before. But The Witcher, it's one of them games where it is spread out, but I think... For me, with a game like The Witcher, it is the spread out parts that mean more than the little scenes. You know what I mean?
I agree with that. Yeah, you know,
getting to a quest, the journey from one place to another is what makes it special. Because it's like when I was playing The Witcher, because I came from Skyrim to The Witcher, and I was like, "Fucking hell, I can sail boats." Sorry for swearing. This is Extra Life for children. Whoops. But I was like, "No way, I can sail a boat." So I was there, like just sailing a boat, just randomly.
Right. I finally figured out how to do that, too, so that was cool. Within, like, the last couple of weeks, I finally figured out how the hell to sell the boats, so that was fun.
That was, like, one of the first things I did. I'm just a boat whore. Because in Skyrim, you have to get a mod for that, and it's just it's janky as anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Shut the front door. You can sail a boat in this game. Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
once you're like me and figure it out, you know.
So you've done The Witcher 3 now for about 12 hours or so. Are you just planning on doing The Witcher for the rest of the evening?
No, I think I'm gonna, well, not much of a difference. I'm gonna hop on some Dragon Age, I think, for a while. I thought maybe I could beat it today, but I don't know. I may not be able to. And I think later on, we're going to play a little Horde mode in Gears, so.
Wow. Is that, like, as a group?
Yeah, I think so. Fantastic. I think Mr. DeFelice has got it in the plans. All right.
I think that might be for after the show, so we'll look forward to watching that. I might even try and stay up tonight and watch some people, just to be there for the people, you know.
Yeah, for the rest of us schmucks trying to stay awake. I think I'm going to go invest in some duct tape and duct tape my eyelids to my forehead and see if that doesn't help.
Get the matches in the cartoons, the matches.
There we go, that's it, exactly.
Like that.
It's like Looney Tunes all over again.
Exactly. Acme matches. get some Acme matches, matchbox.
There we go.
Everything's from Acme. I don't get it.
I know, right?
We're bringing in Mark next in a few minutes. Have you got any words of wisdom for Mark?
Brush your teeth if you start to get tired and fall asleep.
That's a good idea.
Actually got this from Tank Top here, I think a couple years ago. He says, if you start to get tired, get up and brush your teeth. That will actually perk you up a little bit. So,
you know, that's true, actually, because whenever I go to bed and I'm knackered out me face, dragging myself up the stairs, if I brush my teeth and all that and, like, rinse my face and stuff, I get to bed and I'm like, I'm not even tired now.
Yeah, right.
So then you jump on YouTube on your phone for, like, half an hour or something, and Facebook and Twitter and whatever. And then you get in a political debate about how corrupt Hillary is and how much of a wanker Trump is. It's just
surely
it's,
not.
No, it's just weird. It's just one of the things. I don't know.
So you get in a political debate, and I don't believe it.
Oh no! Yes, shock horror. Jesus,
really?
You know what? It never happened before the Brexit vote. Never. I never spoke about politics or anywhere, not even in real life, until Brexit.
Now, look at you.
And now I care so much. Really weird. It's really strange. I think it's just because, you know, because I've got nothing else fulfilling in my life. I'm a very small person. That's got to be it. It's the only reason.
That's it.
It's the only logical reason. So I'm just gonna stick Gary's stream on now while we're talking. He's doing Destiny now. One thing he is doing in Destiny now, which I'll just mute it. Because you played Destiny, didn't you?
Yep, for a little while.
My girlfriend played it a lot. She really likes Destiny. And one thing I noticed that kind of ruined it for me, because I never really got into it at all, and I probably would have if this was one of the many things, but the way, like, you go to a planet, right, it takes like 10 minutes to load, and you're in the sky, and then you're on the planet, and then when you leave, you're, like, off the planet or whatever. If they'd done, like, a proper cool, like, Mass Effect type intro, I'm not talking No Man's Sky, land on the planet, but if they'd done Mass Effect where it's, like, shooting through the clouds and dropping out the sky, I think it would have been a bit more interesting. It's almost like they just threw it on there as an extra.
Yeah.
You know? An interesting looking loading screen and stuff like that.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, so he's there playing Destiny now. The Destiny inventory stuff's quite confusing, isn't it?
It is a little bit. But then so is the Witcher 3s when I first started, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even bother looking into, like, the you know, the weeds and the herbs and whatever else you do, because it's just... It blew me mind.
You can get lost. They've updated it quite a bit since, but it still can get pretty overwhelming at times.
Yeah, definitely.
I haven't even hardly ventured into the crafting part of it yet, so.
Yeah, I think that I tried to do a sword in me first when I was playing it. I've got like a 40-hour save somewhere. And that 40 hours just went. I was like, oh, I'll just try The Witcher 40 hours later. I was like, no way. I've not done anything. I went to the second map. Not the second map. The first map's the big house, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
The second map is like where you fight the griffin. And then the third map, whatever that place is, that's where I am now. So it's like marshy, there's like rivers and stuff.
Yeah, so you're probably in Velen, probably.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
It's kind of a place where you just don't really want to be. It's it's not real nice, but, you know, you got to go through it anyway.
So yeah, I like that. Yeah. I really like the game. The Witcher, to be honest. I really need to get back into it, but I do so many things that...
I hear you.
It's just one of them. Do you know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah, well, that's it. It's one of those games, you know, you got to sink a lot of hours in, but if you're like, you know, you or me or anybody else, you've also got all these other games that you want to play too.
That's what I mean. Like, I wanted to play Metal Gear Solid 5 so much, but I didn't even buy it because I don't have the time. I haven't got time for Witcher. And I've got like 1,000 hours in Skyrim, still haven't finished it. If I haven't got time to finish that... I ain't got time for anything, you know. Ain't nobody got time.
Don't feel bad.
You know, like,
I never finished Skyrim either, and I put a lot of hours in it. And as for Metal Gear, it's sitting on my shelf still in the plastic. So.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yes, but maybe you should do these 24-hour gaming sessions like every week and just pile through your time.
I might have to, but then if I get stuck in a game like The Witcher, then that's where my 24 hours goes, and, well, I'm still stuck.
Well, you won't like it, but what Mike... playing Mario 1 this morning, he was stuck on World 8 for about... He probably thought it felt like 24 hours. He couldn't get past World 8. It was... And I put in the chat, this is like almost as painful to watch as it is to... Like, what it is to play for you. And he was like, you don't even have to watch. I was like, whoops. Sort of. All right, Kim. Well, I think we'll let you get back to it. We're going to bring Mark in a few minutes. But thanks very much for stopping by. It's been great.
Sure.
It's been great having you.
Anytime.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, enjoy the rest of your the next 12 hours. Good luck, girl. And fingers crossed, all the best.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I need all the help in the world. So, you know, if somebody come along and help keep me awake, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, drop in. How can people find you on the old on the Twitch?
I am a gamer girl, GURL27. So it's just like my gamer tag, only the girl is spelled different, and that's me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
and if all else fails, find me on Twitter. I'm sure I'll tweet out a link telling you I'm broadcasting. So.
Yeah, don't put in girl with an I, because that's what I did before, and it got some weird girl that I didn't even know. So it's not the right person. They're not the same.
Yeah. She took it from me because that's what I was going for, and then when I signed up for Twitch, it was gone. So I had to spell it the other way. So.
What a bar stool.
Right?
What a
right?
Bar stool.
I thought about going out for something totally different, but then I thought no one would find me because I'm gamer girl everywhere. So
exactly. Do you know, I got stuck in that because I went Big Bad Daddy around the time Bioshock came out. It's very confusing because I've got a similar gamer tag to Stu Fowler from the Veteran Gamers. I'm Big Bad Daddy. He's Big Daddy Blast. Weird. I went Big Bad Daddy and it was taken on Xbox Live and I was like, right, I'll just stick a one in. So Big Bad Daddy, big with a one because it's lethal. Mm-hmm. But now,
there you go.
I've had to put that one in everything, even when I don't have to, because it's not the same otherwise.
Exactly. No one will find you otherwise.
Exactly. I've got all my fan. You know, my one fan won't be able to find me on anything.
That'd be terrible.
It would be horrible. Right. Thanks very much for stopping by, Kim. You take care and good luck.
Thank you.
All right, guys. So that was Kim. Kim Woods, GamerGirl27, she's right there now. She's living the dream, playing The Witcher, one of her favourite games of all time. She said to me once that she would marry Geralt. That's what she said. I don't know if she said that, actually. I'm just probably just making that up. So we're going to bring in Mark Wright in a few seconds shortly. We're just going to jump in right now and just catch up on where Amras is up to. You might know him as Gary Lever in real life. He's there. He's playing what looks like Titanfall 2, which I have to say I watched a giant bomb preview of this morning because I was up at stupid o'clock. And the game looks really, really cool. Let's stick the sound on a little bit and let's listen to what he's saying. What's going on here? But yeah, this is Titanfall 2. So he's just been killed there. He's there in his chair. You can see him on his... You might even be able to hear people on the chat. Because they're all in a big, massive group, aren't they? Like a big group of pansies. So there's Gary there. He's finished Battlefield 1 today. He got the hashtag victories achieved. He put it on Twitter before, so we saw that. He's there playing Titanfall 2. I tell you what, Titanfall 2 looks fantastic. And if Battlefield 1 didn't come out, I probably would have bought this game. Controller disconnect. Why did you do this, Gary? I come to you to watch your stream for the peeps that are watching, and you're doing this? What are you doing? So let's get back to it. I think I'll go phone in Mark right now. Let's bring in Mark. Let's see what he's up to. I believe he was playing Titanfall 2 himself earlier. So we'll find out now. We'll catch up and see where he's up to on the old streams. He should be bringing in shortly. Yeah, he should be coming in. Coming in. I'm phoning him. Where are you? So in the meantime, while we're phoning him, let's just bring up the live stream again. Let's show where Mike Chin's up to. Can we bring Mike Chin? Yeah, let's catch up where Mike Chin's up to. You can hear the ring, ring, ring there as well.
Hello.
So we've got Mark Wright on the stream. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Rich. Hello, everyone.
So,
how are you doing?
I'm all right, mate. How are you doing?
A bit tired, but getting there. Not doing too bad. To say I've done 16 hours so far, just about.
16 hours?
Yeah, I started at 6:30 this morning.
Wow.
So, yeah, I've got another 8 hours to go.
8 hours?
8 hours left, yeah. Half 6 in the morning.
That sounds like a long time.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna quickly mess with my stream because I wasn't able to set up the Skypes very well before with my girlfriend. She was doing it on her phone. She wasn't very helpful, but she was very helpful bringing me my brew, so thank you very much for that. So we've got you there, Mark. Your head's pretty much filling the square. So
right, okay.
You're right in view here.
Yeah, I've got two headsets on as well because I've got the...
Because you got lots of money, you big capitalist.
Yeah, the Twitch chat as well for my stream. And so far I've raised $150, which is brilliant. So thank you to everyone who's donated so far.
But I want to hit.
Yeah, but I want to hit more. I want to hit my goal of 200. So if anyone hasn't donated yet and they want someone to donate, so please let it be me.
Yeah, please let it be Mark. Vote for Mark. I did a few retweets before. You know how like people think like likes will feed kids in Africa? I think retweets will get you donations. I don't know if it will. Most people who follow me are either people who've already donated or really hardline political activists.
Yeah.
Who are probably too busy crying over Trump saying something silly before. So Mark, tell everyone what have you been up to today? You were playing Titanfall 2, weren't you, this morning?
I'm still playing that this very second.
Still? How many hours have you been playing that for now?
Right, well, I started off with Forza Horizon 3.
Mm.
And I played that for 6 hours, 7 hours maybe, and then the rest of the time I've been on Titanfall 2. So, yeah, not a varied day really. To say I've got all these games what I haven't even started, I've been playing two multiplayer games, but there you go. What are you going to do?
I tell you what though, Titanfall 2 does look good.
Oh, I'm so hooked on it, man. I loved the first game, and this is like I said on my show the other week, this is like the first game, but on steroids. I love it. It's really good.
Now, is Titanfall made by... Is it Respawn?
Yes, the X-Infinity Ward guys.
Yeah, because I remember when the first one came out, and looking at the videos for the second one, it looks like how Call of Duty plays, like the shooting feels... I mean, I've only ever watched it, but it feels like COD 4, COD, you know, shooting.
Yeah, it's not as... I don't think it's as fast as the new CODs, which I don't like, but it is pretty fluid. It's very fluid, and the parkour makes it really fluid. But I like the fact that there's AI in it as well, so even though I'm not very good against real people, at least I feel like I'm contributing towards the team, because I can take out a few AIs and get some points that way.
Yeah, I've noticed that. That's an interesting game mode. I was watching the Giant Bombs this morning, and then I've been watching you guys play today. There's sections in the map where like a load of AI people come that are just dead easy to kill, but there's like raids. No, it's not raids. What am I going to say? It's like hordes. There's like loads of people come, don't they, for a bit, and then a bank comes, which is weird, and then a dropship shows up.
Yeah.
What do you like about Titanfall 2?
Just everything. The new mode, the bounty hunt mode, what you've just been saying about with the bank, that's a new addition. That's just one game mode. Mm. Every time you get a kill, you earn money. But for that money to contribute towards your team, you have to put it in a bank. And there's only two banks open at the end of each AI wave. So you have to get your money into the bank.
You get money by damaging
them. Yeah, you get money by damaging Titans as well.
Yeah, so. I've noticed that. Did you just say that if you die, you only get half your money?
Yeah, if you die, the person who kills you gets half of your money.
Yeah.
And it can get quite hairy because in the later levels, there's AI mini titans, small titans, and a large titan, and you get quite a lot of money for killing them. So you can like rack up to like $500-$600, and then you're thinking, shit, I've got to bank this or I'm going to lose it. And it just adds that extra dimension to it.
Yeah. One thing that stood out for me with Titanfall 2 is it just looks really fun.
Yeah, it is. It's
got that like fun factor. I've got the stream up now of your live stream at the moment.
Yes,
it's a pretty boring part to jump on. Really, I jumped on Amras before and he was messing with his mic and I was like, I was hoping you were going to be killing bad guys. So explain what are we looking at here, Mark? What's going on?
Well, I'm in a party with Game Over UK, Viva La Pedros, and our very own Murphy's Law, and it's just searching for the next match. We've just finished a game of attrition, which is like a team death match. From this area, you can customise. You can see all the weapons you've unlocked and everything. You can unlock different outfits and little colours for your character. So I've got a few unlocked there.
Yeah.
So yeah, and you can pick different loadouts, different banners and call signs.
Okay. See, I like that dude. Is he a grappling hook dude?
At this time.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, the grappling hook's really good. If you know how to use it properly, it's really effective. I've not got the hang of it yet. I tend to use a cloak more, the invisibility. But you see some guys zipping around the map like crazy with a grapple hook.
Mm.
And they grapple onto a Titan and they can mount it really quick and take one down. So if you're still watching the stream, we're just about to start the game. So
yeah, I've got it back up here. So we've got attrition on Crash Site now. The Crash Site's the map I saw Giant Bomb play this morning. This is the one. It's got like caves going around the sides and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. There's a bit of a bottleneck here. There's a bit of a kill zone around here.
Yeah.
So
how much have you raised so far? Is it $150?
$150 so far.
And what's your goal?
My goal is 200.
Okay.
I set the goal at 200 every year, which is like the default amount. I'm not crazy like DeLacy and Defoe where they earn a fortune.
I think they've just got like a million Facebook friends they whore themselves to.
Yeah, well, they've got a lot of business contacts with their jobs as well.
That's so weird. I would never tell someone I work with that I game for 24 hours. It's so weird. It just baffles me. But then again, you know, British people, a lot of them are just arseholes, aren't they?
Yeah.
Business, Jaguar, whatever. So we're watching you now. You've just killed, was it some AI did you just kill, or just human players?
They were AI. This is a human player. See, he's grappled up on that mountain there. And
oh, yeah.
I've been tag-teamed by a few of them.
Okay. So you've got your cloak on now. Do they see like a little watery effect, or are you absolutely invisible?
No, they do see the watery effect. You can be spotted.
Yeah. So. Okay. Like it does remind me a lot of... Do you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Call of Duty 4 and Battlefield 2142 had sex, and this is what came of it.
Yeah.
Because it's like the futuristic-y type stuff, but it seems like really visceral.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
It's not floaty. Like Destiny feels quite floaty to me.
Yeah.
This is quite visceral. Oh, sorry, I probably just... What's that? Adminkin... Whatever, call sign. We don't like him. The size of that dude, though, that grapple hook guy. He's a beast, isn't he?
Yeah. It's hard to think about talking when you're playing this.
I'm just watching
I'm hooked on this, yeah.
So, have you played Battlefield 1 yet?
Yes.
Which would you say someone should buy if they didn't know which one to buy?
You're not the first to ask me that.
Yeah.
And it's hard to answer.
Okay.
But if I would say, if you can, buy both, because they are totally different games, multiplayer-wise. Mm. This is quick rounds. You're talking like 5-10 minutes. It's okay to play solo or just like two or three of you, whereas Battlefield is better for when there's a group of you. Or you want a longer match, because their match is like 20 minutes to half an hour long.
Yeah.
I'm going to drop my Titan in now. It's totally different, but they're both really good graphically, but Battlefield 1 is absolutely beautiful on the Xbox One.
Yeah. I haven't seen it on console yet, but my brother's going to be getting it on the old... I think he's getting it on Xbox One. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, no, it's gorgeous on the Xbox.
The thing I like about Battlefield... is that it's different to this, because this just looks like Call of Duty to me. It's that quick 5-10 minute games, shoot, round, done. Whereas Battlefield is the stretched out game. It's the I'll be a sniper and get two kills in the entire game, and that'll be a good game for me.
Yeah.
It's just one of them things.
It's a different dynamic, isn't it? Yeah, it's completely different dynamic.
What made you choose Titanfall 2 as your choice for today? Is it just because it's new?
Yeah, because it's new, and so is Battlefield 1, I suppose, but... it's because all my friends were on it. Oh shit! All my friends were on it as well. Early today, Greg was on it. Viva Pedros is on it. So it was a no brainer, really.
So you've done a bit of Forza this morning.
Yeah,
and then this. Are you going to stay on this now for the rest?
No, we're doing Gears of War 4 Horde mode later on tonight.
Oh, so you're doing that as well, are you?
Yeah, I think excellent. So. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So where are you in now? Did you start about... Was it 9 o'clock this morning you started?
Half six.
So you're nearly there.
Yeah, I've only got 8 hours left.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus Christ, it's almost over. How you feeling?
I did have a bit of a moment about an hour and a half ago where I was starting to get really tired, but I had some food. My wife got me a pizza. I had a pizza and a cup of tea, and it's brought me around quite a bit now, so I feel okay again now. Until that wears off.
Mate, I tell you look like you're going to smash it, so I wouldn't be too worried. Just watch out for that 3-4 o'clock, when the ghosts come out.
Yeah.
I thought there was ghosts in my house this morning, actually. I woke up this morning, right, my missus didn't come to bed because she was up late doing stuff, and sometimes she just sleeps downstairs because she says it's because she can't take the quilt back, but I say she's just lazy. That's just me. But basically, she slept downstairs, and I got up this morning at 6:30, pitch black. I thought, right, I'll go downstairs, start getting prepped for Extra Life. And I heard a cough. when I was walking across the landing, I heard a cough downstairs, and I was like, we watched all Paranormal Activities on Halloween. We watched them all. So I was like, fuck. Sorry for swearing, Extra Life. I was like, shit, there's someone coughing downstairs. Who is that? And then she was there on the couch. So I was like, all right. And that's when I watched the Giant Bomb Titanfall 2 quick look. It's like an hour and a half long. And it does look really good. So if I mean, I know it's not a choice. You have both if you want, but I don't really have the time. So if, like I said, if Battlefield 1 didn't come out, I'd have definitely bought this game.
Yeah. And the single player is really good. I've been really surprised by the single player. There's been some game mechanics where it switches it up with different missions, and there's I don't want to spoil it or anything, but halfway through there's a game mechanic what I love. Any game what has this sort of like, I can't say it without ruining it, but this game mechanic, it's been in a few other games in the past, but it's brilliant. I love it.
Thanks. I don't know what that is, so I'll that's a surprise for me as well.
Yeah, so all I'll say is when you search for Captain Anderson in the single player and you get to him and you obtain something off the captain, that's what I'm on about. And you'll know, as soon as you play it, you'll know.
Okay.
So it's awesome. I love it.
You'll have to send me a WhatsApp of what it is, because I'm really intrigued now. I want to know what it is.
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think we'll let you get back to it now, mate, because I think I'm hurting your kill to death. So we're going to bring in, we're going to be bringing in Greg in a couple of minutes. So, good luck, mate, for the last 7 hours and 21 minutes.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good luck, and all the best.
Yeah, and thank you to everyone who's voted so far. So, not voted, donated.
You're knackered.
I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired. Yeah.
All right, mate. Catch you later. Good luck.
All right, thank you. Take Cheers. Care. Bye.
So that's Mark Annex, real life name Mark Wright. He's there playing Titanfall 2. Let's get his stream back up while we bring in the old Greg De Lacy. I'll tell you what, no, actually, let's show a little clip. I got this clip earlier today. I don't know if Mark will appreciate it, really. I wanted to get him a cool clip of him playing Titanfall 2. I ended up getting just a random clip of him just being silly, really. So let's go to that clip now. Let's watch this clip.
Oh, I like this new sight on my gun. It highlights some red. What the fudge?
It was a perfect time for me to start recording that then. Basically, he was like just telling the people watching him how good this thing on his gun was, and then someone come around his back and meleeed the shit out of him. Boom, dead. And he just didn't like it, so he said, what the fudge? I think he wanted to say, what the F-U-C-K, but I think there's a kid in the background, so he couldn't really swear. So we're going to bring in old Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law, from Pasadena, California. He's not from Pasadena, but that's the only place I know, Pasadena and L.A., I've been to LA in GTA. I've been all around LA. So we're going to bring in the old Greg DeLacy now. Who's on the streams at the minute? We've got Mark Hannock still playing Titanfall. He's on there. Amras, he's still on there. Real Defoe, he's still on Destiny. I think he's doing his Destiny raid, to be honest. Let's jump in and see where the old DeFelici's up to right now. He's choosing some character stuff. Going through his inventory. A really boring time for me to show. What about the old, let's see where Mike's up to. What's he doing? Okay, so he's on Mario 3 right now. Okay. So he's completed Mario 2 earlier. He's on Mario 1, he's completed Mario 2, and he's there doing Mario 3. He's on World 4, Level 4, which is the Bowser Castle. As we know, there are Bowser Castles in all the levels, all the worlds for Mario. He's there. I think Greg messaged me earlier and he was like, a couple 2 minutes ago, and he said, Rich, call me whenever. And I've just called him and he didn't answer the phone. What's going on, Greg? What's going on? So we've got Mike there. Let's bring on some audio and let's listen to what he's going on about.
Well, I think there's only one really tonight, isn't there? Shout out to Chinny and all the VG Hub team.
Oh, yeah.
For doing their thing for Extra Life.
I got to get off, Mike.
You're doing what? What's he doing?
That's the Veteran Gamers Podcast. You can hear that.
I don't know what he's doing. I just heard, I've got to get off mic.
Veteran Gamers Podcast. It must be recording live.
Let's do a shout out to the roster of people who are raising money for the VG Hub.
I'll leave this on because it's good stuff.
And it now stands out, the amount raised at the end of the show is $3,980. So there's been obviously quite... Yeah,
that's a lot of money.
Of donations, I think, as the show's been moving along. Chinny, you do need to do an update of your total.
Oh, yeah?
Are you ready for your new total?
Do it.
You must be live on the podcast now.
Your
Let me get a drum roll. Hang on. Wait. Stop. Everybody calm down. All right. Here we go. New total.
$305.
Yay!
Fantastic. So Mike's up to $305 right now. He was on 240 before. Then he got 275. Now he's on 305. So the VG Hub team are just a bunch of people all working together to get some money. I think we heard there from Stu from the Veteran Gamers that are up to £3,000 now, which is excellent stuff. That's what we like. Let's dip into AMRAS. Let's dip into AMRAS and just see where he's up to. I think he might be on Titanfall 2 still. Yeah, he's still on there, so we'll get some clip of him showing off there. Don't know if he can hear what's going on. Don't know if he's listening to the stream or whatever. But he's looks like he's doing single player. That's what he likes to do. See, he likes his multiplayer game, but he does like his single player because he gets his old victories achieved going all the time. Let's find out where Greg's up to. I did give him a phone call before. Maybe he went for a California piss. Maybe he's gone for a little wee wee. He's here, he's doing well in the single player. That's another Titan there. The enemy Titans, if anyone's not sure, Titanfall is basically like Call of Duty, but they've got big mechs as well. You can jump in the mechs and kick some ass with the mechs. So yeah, I can come on whenever, says Greg. So let's bring in old Greggles onto the show and let's see what he's up to, where he's been playing. I think he's been gaming now. He was the last to start on the whole streams. He was the last person. So we've got Greg showing up now. Let's bring in the old Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law. Good evening, Greg. How are we going?
We're going good, Rich. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm fantastic. I've just been watching your streams all day, so I've had like the most exciting day ever. It's just been games. It's like E3.
It is kind of a game-a-palooza, right?
It's fantastic, and I've just noticed as well, I've had at Markanix on as the screen name of the host for every host so far.
Okay, well, that's good.
Well, Mark was only on once, so Kim was called at Markanix the whole time. Let's put OC Murphy's Law in there. So what's going on, Greg? How much have you raised so far for your goal?
Let me double check, but I believe last time I checked, I was at 1,260.
That's a lot of money, that.
It is. It is, yes. 1,260, and the team is ever inching closer to our team goal of 5,000.
Yeah, I was just peeking in on Mike's stream then in the little interim there, and they're doing the podcast now, the Veteran Gamers, and I think Stu said they're up to about 3,000 and something altogether.
Yeah, the team is at 3,980, so... We're well on our way, and I know Bongo still has a big contribution to come from his work, and of course the match he's doing with his the victories achieved, where he's kind of doing the compilation of everything. So
yeah, because he was doing a pound a point, wasn't he?
Yep.
And that's real pound as well, not like a sim pound. That's like real money.
Yes, real money.
Because we could all donate sim money. That'd be fine. Easy.
I'd donate a million.
Yeah, you can have it. It's fine. Keep it. So how's it going, Greg? You were the last person, I believe, on the list to start streaming today because of the old time zone slip. So how many hours have you been gaming so far now?
So I started at 8 o'clock this morning. So I'm, about 7, almost 8 hours in.
How you feeling so far?
Fine. This is the easy stretch. It gets tough. What I found in the past, especially when I go like the 8 to 8 type time zone, it's usually gets tough around 10, 11 o'clock at night because you get a little restless with everything. Then you kind of catch a second wind. And then usually around 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, you really start to feel it. And then at 5 o'clock, you just hate video games. I mean, you just want nothing to do with them.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, I was watching Mike play this morning. I keep mentioning Mike because he's the only one I actually watched for like 4 hours because I was doing stuff in the background.
But
he's decided to do Mario, and by the end of the first game, if that was me, I probably would never touch another Mario game in my life. Does it ever get like that with you? Do you ever get so frustrated, or do you try and play games that aren't so frustrating?
I do try and play games that aren't as frustrating. I mean, I keep it to games that I want to play, games that interest me. So that's usually, and sometimes it'll be games I wanted to check out. So I might try out some demos or something like that for a little bit. But I usually won't do something that's going to frustrate me too much, because then obviously it makes it even worse, right? Yeah. You know, you're up, you're tired, and you hate the game you're playing.
And that's it. My missus was saying to me, like, I'd have to play something like GTA for most of it.
Right.
Something I really enjoy, and something that doesn't get too frustrating. So you're about 8 hours in now, and I've watched you play Titanfall 2 today. You were really good, actually, by the way. I've got a clip that I'm going to just share with the stream now. You can't watch it while I'm showing it, Greg, but I'll explain to you what it is. Wow, it's on. You're basically just in the corner of a room with your gun, just looking at nothing.
All right. Hopefully that
just sat there doing nothing. I took it. You know when I was telling you to fix your audio?
Right, right.
I decided to choose your clip as to when you were fixing your audio, so nothing was happening.
Right.
But one thing I did notice, just to take away, I didn't get a real clip of this, but you were kicking ass. Are you a bit of a Titanfall guru?
I'm not. I'm not going to claim to be a Titanfall guru. I think Mark actually is a better Titanfall player than I am. Bounty, though, the game that we are playing, Bounty Hunt, I actually have a pretty good feel for. So I usually do pretty darn well in that game, only because I understand the mechanics of it. Of you get your kills, you collect your money, and then you need to bank it. And there's a tactic a lot of people like to try and employ, which is they're going to jump in and hide out near the banks and try and kill you as you come in and deposit your money. And so you just have to be wary of that. But attrition, I'm horrible at. I don't know why I cannot play attrition that well. And Mark plays attrition fantastic. He's solid at it. So yeah, we have our strengths.
And I've noticed as well that a lot of the guys are playing games that they tend to stick to in their normal playtime. So like they've been going through the Forza motions, Titanfall.
Right.
You're jumping on Gears shortly. What else are you planning on playing, or is it just going to be one of the two games?
No. So I'm going to probably jump out of Titanfall 2 pretty soon, although I, at some point today I will finish the campaign. So I I've decided I'm not going to stream that part.
Yeah.
Only because I don't want to spoil the game for other people that may jump in and sit in on my stream, because I'm far enough into the campaign now that it really would be kind of spoiler time. But I think I have maybe an hour left in that. So I might do that towards the latter part of the night when it's a little more quiet.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump into some Forza Horizon 3 at some point. Gary DeFelice and I have a Destiny, which I do need to talk about something in a moment here. But we have some football that we're going to be playing, both American and English proper football, if you will.
Oh, wow. FIFA.
And then maybe a little hockey, possibly some golf. That's going to happen later tonight. And then, of course, Gears of War 4. Everybody's itching to play some Horde mode. And then you never know. XCOM 2 might sneak its way in. Can't say that it wouldn't.
Yeah.
And The Division. Because of the recent updates, I'm really kind of curious what's going on with The Division. So I think I might dabble in some of that.
No, that sounds like a good idea, to be honest, mate. Although XCOM might be a bad idea towards the end, because that's a bit of a slower-paced game, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. The, like I said, it might sneak in, it might not. Yeah. If it does, it's going to be when I have high energy level.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you're driving at night at 4 in the morning, what you want to do is open your window. You don't want to put the boobs on the radio and listen to Michael Bublé himself sing you to sleep,
right?
Because that's what Civilization would do to me if I was knackered.
Yeah,
an RTS probably different. Halo Wars 2 maybe would be a good idea, because you're constantly,
yeah,
you know, something like that.
I mean, you know, and I might try and maybe get you in some multiplayer. Maybe Mark and I'll play a multiplayer match, something like that, instead of the campaign.
Yeah.
So I need to get this out of the way real quickly. And this is some armored wanker talk for those in the UK. I'm a big football fan. Self-admitted Charger fan, which is difficult to say because my team has not been doing terribly well of late. And we fought and battled against the Denver Broncos, which happens to be Gary DeFelice's Gary DeFelice, his favorite team. And we had a running bet, and because I lost this time, Gary lost last time, so we've split it, but I have to hold up my end of it. So, Rich, I need to talk about how great the Denver Broncos are. And to be honest, it's not that difficult to talk about because they are a good organization. They're run very well. The GM is former NFL quarterback John Elway. He's also, I believe, a part owner. So, I mean, he's really turned that organization into a top-tier organization. You know, sure, they have a mediocre at best offense, but their defense is spectacular. And so it keeps them in a lot of their games. And so my team, unfortunately, just made a lot of mistakes that the Broncos, to their credit, capitalized on. And they were definitely the better team at the end of time for that game. When that clock expired, they were the better team. I don't know how far they'll go this year based on that offense they have, but I have to give them credit holding up my end of the bet. So there. That's done with. It's out of the way.
I have to say I understood absolutely none of that. I even started looking at my phone. What I took away from that was you now have to give props to a team that you actually hate because you lost a bet, maybe?
Pretty much.
Okay, I understand it. See, some things are just too American. Like, they just go over my head. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can understand porn. Pretty straightforward, you know? But when it comes to, like, sports things, like, I don't understand why you put, like, hockey players who have a fight, like, you put them in the naughty seat. I don't know. In like football, soccer, you like the ref does like a dance, doesn't he, with his cards, and then they go off. It's like whoops. But anyway, so what's been your highlight so far, Greg? Playing the games, is it seeing the money coming in, or is it knowing that you're helping?
I mean, that definitely is a big highlight to it, Rich. I mean, you know, I've been doing this now. This is my 7th year doing it. I'm happy to say I have eclipsed over $10,000 raised over 7 years. So that's been kind of, I think the big highlight for me this year was hitting that milestone. And it's such a worthy cause, you know, and it hits home for me. You know, my son has special needs, so we have been inside hospitals plenty. We have had to deal with those kind of hardships. We've, you know, benefited from, you know, these kinds of organizations and what they do for families. So, you know, for me, it hits home a lot. And I certainly want to give back, and I want everybody else that is put into tough situations, especially the kids, that they might have some kind of organization, somebody looking out for them, even though they're not asking for it.
And that's the great thing about it. And I mean, not great thing for what I'm about to say, but like when people are individually, personally affected by certain things, it can make it like an emotional thing as well.
Oh, sure.
And it's
sure.
Something like you feel like you've got to do it because someone else in some way was able to do it for your son. Now, this is like your way of giving it back to someone else's kid and, you know, vice versa and all. That's kind of like donating blood and bone marrow and stuff. It's like, you know, you're getting involved because you've been personally affected. I think that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. It's. I mean, I think back to that movie, Pay It Forward. And if you've never seen the movie Pay It Forward, it is a heart-wrenching, fantastic movie. Kevin Spacey's in it. I forgot the little boy's name that's in it. But it's a movie about doing good for somebody else because they did good for you.
Yeah.
So you want to pay it forward. And that's a lot of the reason why I do this.
No, that makes sense, mate. Definitely does. Before we let you go, is there anything you want to say to the people listening? Because they'll probably catch this after. Maybe what advice would you give to people who may be thinking about doing it next year?
Sure. So you know, don't be afraid of it. 24 hours of gaming, it is not the hardest thing you're ever going to do. That is for sure. It is not easy. And that's, I think, probably the one thing that catches a lot of people off guard. As a younger person, I always looked at staying up for 24 hours as like no big deal. But once you're doing it and you're just committed to playing games during that time period, that makes it a little more challenging. It's a fun thing. And I guess you have the sense of pride behind it too. And I think that's what makes it even more worthwhile, is that, you know, you're taking part in something that really is genuinely good. And so, I encourage anybody that's thinking about it, absolutely do it. But I will also throw this caveat out there. If you're going to jump into a charity like this and you're going to say, I'm taking part in it, I'm going to do the 24-hour gaming marathon, I'm going to help, you know, raise money for kids, and I'm going to do the 24 hours, then you need to make an effort to raise money. Just because you're gaming for 24 hours doesn't necessarily mean you're doing the cause any good if you're not trying to raise money. So in years past, and actually not this year, we haven't seen any of that, but we've had people on our team in the years past where they were like, I'll sign up and I'll just game for 24 hours. Well, thanks, but no thanks. I make an effort. If you're going to do this, do it 100%. Help raise money. Donate some of your own money if you want. But, get in there and be active. And it'll be that much more rewarding. And you can be part of the team. And it is a fun event, in that respect. Helpful advice for when you're doing it. If anyone happens to listen to this and they're still going with their Extra Life event, certainly get up, take breaks, especially as you get into the later hours of the night. Stand up, walk around a little bit, come back to the games. Walking away for a couple minutes is not going to kill you, and it certainly doesn't break the spirit of what we're doing. I would also suggest maybe when you go do your bathroom breaks, brush your teeth. This is the one thing I found last year, and it was an amazing discovery. Maybe it's 2 years back, but by brushing your teeth, the mint, the sensation of having your teeth brushed and getting them clean from the energy drinks, whatever you've been drinking to stay awake, that simple act will snap you back to being awake for a good good while. So that's my helpful tip. This year, I'm actually adding a little quirk to it. I've been trying to do 20 push-ups every hour. I think I missed at least 1 hour so far. But on the hour break, I've been doing 20 push-ups, and that actually seems to energize me each time too. So maybe doing something simple like that also could help out.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily advise 20 push-ups every hour, by the way.
Unless you're a hench like you.
What was that?
Unless you're a hench like you are, yeah, then it's fine.
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be really sore come tomorrow, and likely by about midnight, I'm probably going to be reduced to doing girl push-ups.
Yeah, possibly.
and I say girl push-ups only because of the style, not to offend.
Yeah, obviously, no yes. one's saying girls. I mean, they can, but no one's saying it. I mean, no one's saying it. I'm only messing. Can you do me a favor, Greg, before you go? Because I'm trying to communicate with so many people. I haven't been able to add Gary onto my Skype yet. I've added some guy called Gary DeFelice. I don't know if it's the right one. Could you coordinate with him and try and get him to add me?
Yes.
He's due on after my next guest, you see. So send him a message or something for me.
Yes, I will reach out to Gary as soon as I jump off here.
Nice.
And I will make sure he links up with you.
Cool. Well, thanks a lot for taking the time out, mate.
No, Rich, thank you for running the podcast tonight. I know it's a little different podcast, but I really appreciate you taking the reins and creating something kind of special for Extra Life. And so thank you for that. And thank you to everybody who has donated. I have a little contest going. Every $15 donated, it's a ticket into a draw for a $60 Amazon gift card. I will be able to do like a UK gift card as well. So don't be afraid if you are hearing this, you can donate and participate. But I will draw that next week on the podcast. So There is time. You can donate, by the way, to any of us after this weekend. The donations will continue to be open. So if you missed it and you're like, I really wanted to donate something, you still can. Don't be afraid. Jump in. Donate to whoever you want. We just appreciate the support.
Excellent. Well, thanks for the words of wisdom, Greg. And I think I might try and do it next year. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, good luck on the next, I believe, 16 hours or so.
Yeah, don't remind me, Rich. Don't remind me.
All right, well, good luck. All the best, mate. And well done for raising all this money for a good cause. You take care.
Thanks, Rich. I'll talk to you soon.
So Greg DeLacy there, smashing the weights. And by weights, I mean his huge hulk of muscle for the kids. Keep himself awake. That's the second time we've heard that tip, probably secondhand from Kim, passed on from Greg. Brush your teeth, guys. If you're doing your extra life, brush your teeth. It'll wake you up. Now, we're going to be bringing in our next guest in just a couple of moments. First of all, we'll do our regular catch up on where Amras is up to section, which is where there seems to be the stream I keep going to. He's there. He's playing a Titanfall 2 single player, looks like. I won't spoil it too much if it looks like it's going to get spoily, but I'll just set it up the scene here while we bring in the old Mike Chilaney. That's not his name, I've just made that up. Let's bring in the old Mike and see where he's up to. Mike Chin has been playing since 9 o'clock-ish this morning. I think he started about, it was actually about 9:30, something like that. He's doing the Mario Marathon, that's what he's doing. So he's going through Mario 1, 2, 3. He's going to try and get through as many as possible in 24 hours. We're going to be bringing him on in just a few seconds and check out where he's up to on his stream. So I believe we have Mike Chin on the line.
Hello.
Good evening, Mike.
Good evening.
How's it going, Mr. Nearly three quarters of the way there?
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. I don't remember Mario being this difficult at all. I'm on the lost levels at the moment.
Shit.
Sorry, I am still playing as I speak, Rich. I apologise.
It's fine. I'm going to bring in your live stream as a backdrop.
Okay.
I thought you were up to Mario 3 before. I mistakenly said you must be up to Mario 3 because you were in like a bonus stage somewhere, because I thought you went 2, 3, but you decided to do Lost Levels. Is that because it's included in All-Stars?
Well, the way it's gone down here, Rich, this is what's going on, right, is these Mario games are tough. So I did Mario 1. And I spent, Jesus Christ, these jumps are insane. So I did Mario 1, and I spent longer in World 8 than it took me to get there. Right, it took me about an hour and 40 minutes to get to World 8, but it took me about 2 hours and a half just to finish World 8 in Mario 1. And then Mario 2 started off really well, and I thought I was nailing it, and then it just turned into a complete disaster, and I got to World 4, and everything slowed down. And when I finished it, I actually finished it next to my dad. My dad was next to me. I've had guests round. Tara's baked cakes, Rich. It's all madness. I've had the niece and nephew round. I've had friends round. All sorts of stuff. And my dad was next to me. I don't think he realised how big of a moment it was for me to finish Mario 2, because it was such a ball ache.
Yeah.
And the game is such a... Oh, my...
I don't like Mario 2 at all. Not even a little bit. Your sound's gone, Mike. I can't hear you speaking. Something's going on with your stream. Okay, guys, we're having technical difficulties here. Mike, just shout out when you're back online. We'll jump over to the real Defoe's Twitch stream at the moment. He's there still playing Destiny. That man loves his Destiny. Let's see where he's up to now. Money-wise, he hasn't got any more since we last jumped in, but he's still $50 over his goal of $1,000, so well done to him. He's done really well with that. What I will do, actually, is... I'll show you a clip now. I managed to catch a clip before of Mike Chin finally beating Mario 1. You just heard from the man himself that he was struggling for about 2.5 hours to get through World 8. And I've got a clip of that moment where he won and beat that game. Let's look at that clip now. Roll the clips, John!
Shit.
Fuck you.
There you go.
There she is.
Now, for anyone who's watching, then that music then was Mike calling me back. It wasn't the music that played when he beat Mario.
Goddamn kiss.
Where did you get to, Rich?
I'm actually showing you now. I was actually showing the guys. I managed to catch a clip of you finishing Mario 1.
Okay.
I caught that moment on video, so I was just sharing it with the viewers.
Oh, thank you very much. But where did I get to before I got dropped?
You were talking about how terrible Mario 2 is.
Yeah, and it's a pain in the ass. And I finished it with my dad next to me, and I don't think he realised how much of a pain in the ass it was, but I did it, and just as I finished Mario 2, the Veteran Gamers podcast was starting at 9 o'clock. So I decided to play the Lost Levels for the duration of the podcast.
Okay.
And then when the podcast is over, I'm going to start Mario 3. Me and my brother are going to start Mario 3.
See, that's the Mario that I mostly remember and the one I'm most fond of, but Super Mario World is that for you, isn't it?
World and 64 are the two Mario games that I adore. Yeah. I don't remember 3 that well. Like, in fact, I don't remember ever finishing 3, but I'm not sure. My brother's nodding. My brother's next to me, by the way. You can say hello, Pete.
Hello.
He played a lot of All-Stars as well. But I don't really remember 3, so hopefully with my brother, we'll get through it together. But I don't really remember it that well. There's a lot of hidden things that are scaring me in 3 that I'm worried about. Jamie, who was with me earlier, he was saying that there's a lot of problems with 3 in terms of like how difficult it is, and I don't know.
Well, 3 introduces levels where they force the camera to move.
Yeah.
And that can be a bit of a pain in the ass. The first level they introduce it is a level where there's a lot of different platforms and those like infinite falling drops.
Yeah.
I like 3 because it's like an exploration. 3 is like... 3 is the formula that they went on to use in the DS games.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like multiple castles in the levels and stuff and spread out.
3 is also like World before they worked out how to make it. Like Super Mario World. It's like a prequel to Super Mario World, because that's when they started doing overworlds and stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, Super Mario World was like the actual... It was... Super Mario World's overworld was probably the best overworld in like any of the games.
Yeah.
Like the 2D games, because it was a proper thing. It had like a map and an islands and stuff. Whereas the other ones, it was all like flat, straight on type stuff. I think World, what is it about World that you think you prefer over the other Mario games? Because they're all very similar, but they have their own styles as well.
Yeah. The World just made more sense. I just, playing through World is like a pleasure for me.
Yeah.
And playing like Mario 1 and 2 are just an absolute... Like my thumb, Rich, my thumb is absolutely killing from playing this. I'm 13 hours in, I think. What does it say? I don't know. I'm quite far in. I don't know. And every jump just gets harder and harder.
Are you doing that thing where like you hold run and then press jump all with one thumb?
Yes.
Yeah, that can get a bit tiring after 5 minutes, never mind.
But it's my movement thumb. It's my left thumb.
Yeah.
That's hurting. That hurts the most.
So your movement thumb, your twitching thumb.
My left thumb, yeah. It's just, oh man, it's killing. And I'm so jealous. I've got the multi-twitch of all the people up.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous of all the people that just playing games that they just want to play from their backlog.
Yeah.
Because I've got tons of games in my backlog. And I'm just like, man, I wish I could just play Battlefield 1, which I'm loving, by the way.
Yeah, some of the guys are playing Battlefield, Titanfall, Forza, Kim's doing Witcher 3. These are all games that like aren't necessarily a challenge to play in terms of like they're challenging. I think they've chosen games, not safely, but games that they know they'll enjoy while playing, whereas you've kind of gone the route of, I'm going to play games that annoy the fuck out of me and just see the reaction. I mean, I saw you nearly eat Tara's shoulder at one point.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, luckily she's still alive, thankfully. She's one arm down, but, you know, she's still
alive. Yeah, that's fine. It's fine. It's fine. She'll be all right. She only needs one arm.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But she's done a great job. She's been making, like, cakes all day, cookies, fairy cakes, feeding me pizza. She even said, just as I saw her before this show, she even said, I'll do a McDonald's run for you at 3 o'clock in the morning if you need one. She's solid.
That's she's a good egg in her peak. Yeah.
She's a good egg.
She's a good egg. So how's everybody else doing, Rich? You're sort of my gateway. Because I've got all the multi-twitch up, but I can't really hear them. Yeah.
Well, Gary's going through... Gary Amras is going through his Titanfall 2 single player.
Yeah. He was on Battlefield 1 for a while, wasn't he?
Yeah, he completed that. He did the old hashtag victories achieved.
Oh, did he? He's finished it?
Yeah.
So not very long then. 6 hours or something like that?
It's only a short campaign, yeah, but a couple of things, like some of the... For me, that stood out with Battlefield 1's campaign, like straight away, in the single player, when you die in those early missions, well, when you die every time, but mostly in that first mission, it comes up with like your name and the time you were alive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because have you played any Battlefield? Well, you have, haven't you? And they make you play the first mission, don't they, in the game? Like, yeah. When you start it. And I saw a bit of that, and it's like one was born 1885, and I'm born 1985.
Yeah,
and I was
that,
like,
yeah.
Oh man, he's the same age as me, but 100 years ago.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, that was kind of really tragic, and I was like, oh man. And then some of them, I was doing the maths, and I was like, oh, he's only 18, and he was dead, and like he just moved from one dead person to the next. It's very sad.
Yeah, and but one of them was 17 as well, so he must have lied to get in.
Must have done.
He was thingy.
It does make me think, like, I need to know more about World War One, because, you know, like, there's plenty of movies and stuff, media about World War Two, but I don't know much about World War One other than Blackadder, really.
I have a cunning plan.
Exactly. So that's all I know about World War One. So yeah. It kind of makes me think, man, I need to, like, look into World War One more.
Yeah, I don't think it was all laughing and, you know... Borrowing each other's soap. I don't know. I can't really
pretending that you're insane. That's what Blackadder did, I think. He put two pencils up his nose and some underpants on his head.
Yeah. But nowadays, they'd call that agenda. It's weird.
Yeah, they would. Yeah. It's all gone mad.
It's crazy. I tell you what, though. The thing that I enjoy about Super Mario, it's kind of timeless, isn't it? It's one of those games that you're just never tired of picking up, unless you do 24 hours on a really annoying...
Yeah.
Thing. It is timeless. I mean, I wanted to ask you a question though, Mike. What made you just, because you've got like special access to a lot of games today.
Yeah.
What made you go with the Super Nintendo remakes of the originals rather than the original NES ones?
Because the All-Stars ones are a little bit more forgiving. So if you run out of lives in the old ones, yeah. You start the whole game again.
Right.
That's
annoying.
If the way, for people that don't know, the way Mario works is worlds. So it goes world 1, level 1. So it's like 1, 1, 1, 2, 1, 3, 1, 4. Then it's 2, 1, 2, 2, 2, 3, 2, 4. So if you die at 2, 3, it takes you back to 2, 1. But when you run out of lives in the original, it takes you back to 1, 1. And honestly, if that would have happened to me today, I would have probably killed a person. Because that's not how anyone should play this.
Yeah, I mean, I really like Sonic, so I was having a bit of a Sonic time on my RetroPie today, just because, like,
oh yeah,
you know, everyone was playing games and stuff, and yeah, Sonic is that game. You die, yep. That's it. Go back to the beginning. If I played Sonic for Extra Life, if I did Extra Life next year and I decided to do the Sonics,
yeah,
I'd have to take advantage of the save state.
Oh, of course.
Feature.
Of course.
Because I don't know if I could handle going to the end, last level, and Robotnik killing me and having to go back to level one.
It's madness. Like, that's not how video games are played in 2016. It's insane.
And that's it. And it's not fun to watch. You know what I mean?
I don't know. People seem to get a real good kick out of me suffering today.
Well, I mean, I think the kick was you suffering, not so much the game. Because I can listen to Mario music all day. I don't know about now. I think I might have to take about a 6-month break. Because, like you said, I didn't realize it was the same tune.
Yeah, it's the Mario 1 is the same tune apart from the underground levels and the water levels.
Yeah.
It's the same song. And Lost Levels, which is what I'm playing now, which is the Japanese sequel, is exactly the same. All the fuck. Sorry, Rich, I just died.
Yeah.
It's all the same music. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to just getting into a new Mario game and getting to Mario 3. But yeah. I've got a feeling, like Mario 2, it'll just be another fucking... pain in the ass. But I'll tell you what's good. What's nice is like when you get to the end or you get close to the end and people start the numbers start building up in the stream and like people start like, you know, come on, this is it, you can do it. So that's really fun. Despite like like Mario. I don't think I'll ever go back to 1 and 2. I'm not sure about 3, but as much.
Yeah.
But I go back to World like just for fun. You know what I mean? I play Mario World for fun or 64 for fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I'd ever go back to 1 or 2. But it has been really enjoyable just playing it, really. Just yeah. And I have had fun, even though it's really difficult. It's that, I suppose it's that sort of Dark Souls mentality where, yeah, it's really hard, but when you do it, it's really good. You know, the fact that you just can tick it off and say, yeah, I did it.
There's only a few games that do that for, like, for some people. Like, I remember, like, a modern example, apart from Dark Souls, but I think a modern example of, like, that Sonic the Hedgehog, Mario, hard but carry on, would probably be Geometry Wars for me.
Yeah. Love, you know, Geometry Wars, yeah.
I remember playing Geometry Wars, and what helps it is because as soon as you die, you spawn. Die, spawn. It's very quick. Yeah. I was spending like 3 hours trying to get an achievement.
Yep.
And it was just every time it was die or get hit, die, get, and it was just back and forth. But no matter what, like, it's just one of them things. But I think for me, this is my advice, and I know you said you don't want to skip.
Yeah.
But you can get a whistle or a flute.
I know.
And go to the last, pretty much the last level. If you want to get to Super Mario World, for your last 9 hours.
I've still got the Game Boys to go.
Yeah, are you doing them?
Yeah.
Have you played them before?
Yeah, I played 1 a lot, and 2 I played quite a lot as well when I was a kid.
2?
I haven't played them for a while.
See, 1, I've completed 1, and 1 was very hard, especially the last bit, but 1's probably got my favourite mute. Theme tune?
Yeah.
And probably because of that rap that guy did.
I don't remember that.
There's a rap that someone did to Mario Land 1 theme song. It's really good. Check it out later, Mike.
I will have to listen to that.
Mario Land 1 rap. The guy is fantastic. It's really good. It's very funny.
So are you just wrangling this podcast to yourself and just getting everybody on who's streaming?
Yeah, one after the other.
So who's been on? Who's left to go on?
We've had Kim on. Kim Woods. We've had Mark Hannix on. I'll just read from your list because I've forgotten, because I've got memory like a fish. We've had Kim, Mark. We've skipped Robin for some reason. I don't know why I've skipped Robin.
Oh, no.
Weird. We went straight to Greg, and now you.
How's Greg doing? So you just talked to Greg before me?
Yeah, Greg's up 8 hours.
8 hours?
Yeah.
What a pussy.
I know, yeah. California wimp.
So is he doing okay? What's he playing? What's he doing? I can see him from here, actually. What's he doing? I don't know. I don't know. Is he streaming, Greg?
He is about to do some single player stuff that he doesn't want to stream.
Why?
I'm not sure. I think he still believes in spoilers.
Isn't he weird?
Hashtag spoilers. He's really doing like what you said before. He's playing games that he's like enjoys. So he's doing his Titanfall, which he's really good at Titanfall. If it's a good stream to watch. They're doing a Gears thing in a minute, Horde mode. They're all getting involved.
Yeah, they're all playing together, aren't they? And I'm the one left out.
I know you're the one left out, pissing about in the fake snow on Mario Lost Levels. I tell you what, like, Mario 3 is the best, I think, Mario. And I'll tell you why. Okay. So much variety in that game. 8 worlds.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the DS. You know what I mean? Like, every level just feels different. One of the things I like about Mario 3 as well is because you get like the big princess castles and the king and all these weird characters that you just never see. And the airships, that is Mario 3. I don't know if the airships were in World because I never really played World, to be honest.
They are. Are they? No, actually, yeah, you might be right. They might. I don't think they are. It's I don't know. It's no, I don't think they are. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So, I don't know, man.
Well, we're going to have to let you go, Mike, because other people
are scooching
in. I know. It's one of them shows.
Who's coming in next?
I believe we're having Gary DeFelice.
Ah, fuck him.
I know, fuck him.
Just keep me on.
This show tonight, Mike, is just a special. In between calls, I'm showing other people's streams, little clips that I've recorded because I've been watching people's streams all day.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a bit of a radio show. Strip. I'm getting my clothes off in a bit as well.
Yeah,
not for Extra Life. It's for I'm auditioning. That's all I'm gonna say.
Right. So are you not tempted to do this yourself next year? Or?
I am. I don't want to say absolute, but I would like to do it next year.
Yeah.
And I'm tempted to go the Sonic route for at least some of it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Fair enough.
Kind of like, because I said to my girlfriend before, I said, do you know what? It might be good if I did Sonic the same year Mike did Mario because of like the rivalry. And she was like, what do you mean? Because she's like 6 years younger than me or 5 years younger. And I was like, it was one of them things. Like,
she doesn't get it.
Yeah. I was like, it was one of them things. Like, you're either a Mario kid or a Sonic kid.
Yeah.
And then she was like, did you have a Mega Drive, insinuating how old I am? I was like, yeah. Because her memory of games is like Crash.
Yeah, like PlayStation 1. Yeah.
Yeah. So she looks at games like, I don't know, Arkanoid and throws up.
Yeah. She like, thinks Mario is a history lesson. Yeah. Like, all right.
She thinks Mario is a movie with Bob Hoskins.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, mate. Well, cool. we'll have to let you go, but thanks for stopping by, Mike.
No worries, man. Thanks for having me on.
Before you leave, how much have you raised?
I've not raised tons. There's look these other goddamn show-offs. Let's have a look. Sorry. You sprung that on me there. I have raised 305, but I've got to add 10 because of Tara's mother. So $310.
Yeah. She gave you a tenner, you know, backhand brown envelope.
Yeah, cash. I'm cold hard cash.
Cash.
So,
wink.
Yeah, that's how much I've done so far, man.
Good stuff, mate. Well, all the best with the remaining, I'm trying to do quick maths, I'm very shit at maths. 10 hours, is it? 9 hours?
Yeah, 10 hours.
Yeah, 10 hours. Okay.
Yeah, something
failed
like that.
Maths. Yeah, I'm shit.
Yeah, I'm not good at maths either.
I'm trying to be a programmer who's shit at maths. It's a very difficult thing to do. It's like trying to be a woman everywhere. I'm only messing. My missus will kill me. She's actually more intelligent than I am. It's strange. Anyway, thanks, Mike. All the best,
Rich,
mate.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, we'll speak to you later.
All right, dude.
Cheers. So, guys, that was Mike. He is Mike Chin on Twitter. He's Chinny 1985. He's there trying to do Mario. Last year he did Mario 64 all day. He got all the stars and shit. So he's doing that. I believe we're having Gary DeFelice on very shortly. We're just going to keep Mike's stream on there while Gary's typing to me. I can't multitask. I'm sorry. I'm a bloke. I'm an idiot. We'll bring Gary in now, and we'll see where he's up to. Now, like I said before, earlier he was on Destiny. I think he said about a raid. I don't know this. I don't understand these things. But he was doing a Destiny raid of some kind. And we're gonna see where he's up to now. We're going to jump in. We'll get his stream up ready as well, so we can show where he's up to and see what's going on. I believe we have Gary DeFelice on the line. Is that you, Gary?
It's me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Is that the real Gary or is that the not real Gary?
It's the real Defo, the other Gary, not Gary, small Gary.
I'm even more confused now than I was.
You should be.
Yeah, exactly. Someone's just sent me a porn link as well on Skype. Yoda the Third, he used to listen to the show. I think he's been hacked. I should tell him. I'll tell him later. So, Gary, Yoda, I've got your stream on the show here now.
Yes.
Tell the listeners, because they'll be listening to this probably later, what was your goal and where are you at right now?
My goal was 1,000, and I have gotten 1,050.
1,050. What's that in smackaroons?
That's a lot of smackaroons.
It's a lot of smackaroons. How do you feel about that? Do you feel like you've done well?
I'm pumped up. I didn't think I'd get it this year. I didn't look back yet, but I think it's the third year I've broken 1,000 out of my 5 years, so it's pretty damn good.
That is pretty good. And your sports team is doing good as well, isn't it?
Better than the Chargers, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, sports. You know, what's it called? Trash talk. There you go.
Trash talk. Greg and I, we're all over it.
Yes, yeah,
so I do love Mr. DeLacy, but he—I don't know if he mentioned it on the podcast tonight, but he's supposed to. How great the Broncos are.
Yeah, he was spouting some nonsense about some team I assumed he hated. He was saying how great they were.
Yeah, that would mean he lost the bet this time.
Okay, so that's a healthy bet there.
So you're watching my stream, are you, huh?
Yeah, I was checking in before. I did have a
We're getting ready for a raid here in Destiny. We're about to do the Wrath raid.
Yeah, I've got your stream on the Twitch now, live on the videos. So we can see you. So you just, you know, just to prove it's really you, Gary, right? I want you to do a dance move for me.
Do a dance. Here we go.
Yeah. So there's a few seconds delay between the Twitch.
Yeah, you'll see it in a minute.
We'll do a dance move to prove it's really you. This is like holding a newspaper up to a video camera, you know, to prove it's the day. So
what's the Twitch feed and bouncing?
Yeah, you jump in. There you go. So what is it? There you go. Look at that sexy blue head beast. Look at that.
She's something else, isn't she?
This is like World of Warcraft, like 5,000 years in the future.
Yeah, isn't it? Exactly.
So it is. How long have you been streaming so far today, mate?
Well, I got up. I woke myself up at 3 a.m. Eastern, which was 7 a.m. your time. I actually was up before. Mark was up. Chinny wasn't running yet. So I kind of beat most of the folks. And then I'll go to 3 tonight, turn the clock back to 2, and go to bed.
Wow. Well, that's all right, isn't it? You did the thing where you get up really early so that you can go to bed at a kind of reasonable time.
I need to function during the day. The kids, like I have my son has a 8 o'clock soccer game that my wife's going to take care of, and I have a 9 o'clock with my daughter. Hmm. So there's no time to sleep.
Yeah,
I have to be able to function.
Well, there you go. See, real responsibilities, and you've still managed to raise 1,050. Smackaroons as well. What's been the highlight of your day so far, mate? What have you enjoyed most so far?
This is coming up here. This is what I've been looking forward to. I've been building my character up to do this raid all week. So
I thought you meant a dance move, but you talk about the raid.
It's nice, isn't it? I could do a little no too.
Yeah. It's sensual as anything. I tell you, I'm getting a little bit tingly in my fingertips. That could be the biscuits, though. It could be the biscuits. Act like cookie biscuits is what you'd call them, like not Jewish biscuits. Like, well, that's a brisket, isn't it? I'm racist. I'm confused. So, what's the plan for the raid then? What is involved in a raid for anyone who doesn't know? Because people might not have played Destiny. What's a raid?
It is a long event, series of probably about 3 or 4. I think they're usually about 3 major bosses. 6-man team, fire team goes in. Try to crank it out. A lot of coordination needed, teamwork. It's insane. They're tough. You know, you got Womble, who Nick, what does Greg call him? Oiled. He's a master raider.
Womble. That's
not a masturbator. A master raider.
Master raider. That's the Scottish guy, isn't it? The Scottish lad.
It is Womble. They're called.
Me and him talk sometimes about things.
He's great.
Yeah, but we talk about things. I think he hates me, to be honest. But not for reasons that you would assume. So I've played a bit of Destiny, right? And I'll tell you what I've played of Destiny, because my missus really liked Destiny. I played Destiny when it was too hard for her to play, which was very rare because she actually got really good. But Destiny was her real first modern first-person shooter-type game. So, Adam, right. You know, it's a difficult thing to get. The bit that I played mostly that I remember was a bit where it was like there was like a ruined little circle, ruins, sand, and these big robot things were coming out of the ground, these statues.
Yep. You'd be somewhere around Mars, I would imagine.
Yeah, that would have been it. Was that a raid or was that just a mission?
That probably was just a mission. You had strikes. Strikes are kind of like one single boss. You'll fight your way to the boss, and they have heroic strikes. And they do, you know, these are the guys that did Halo, so they do a great job. You have your modifiers they'll put in, and certain elements are stronger than other elements. You know, your fire weapons might be better in this one, but you take more damage from fire as well. And they do a great job of changing it up every week. This damn game just sucks me in.
What keeps bringing you back? Do you think it? Because they don't add content very often, do they?
I think it's the leveling. I do like the gameplay. The guns feel good and the play it plays well. But I was trying to figure that out. I think it's just the level system. As everybody is annoyed by it, that was one of the biggest complaints. It worked on me. It sucks me in. I want to keep getting a little bit higher so I could do that next thing.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. It's really obvious that it's Bungie as well when you look at the vistas, because that's one of the main things I loved about Halo. Was just that big landscapes in the distance with like massive shit there.
Yeah. Right now we're in the tower and it's the Halloween time, so there's all the festival of lights going on. And here's my daughter Maria. Hello, Maria. Would you like to hear another Brit? What's that? Yeah, listen. Say hello, Mr. Webster.
Good evening, Maria. How are you?
Good.
He's good. Well done.
Does he sound funny?
He sounds...
Sounds like he's going to put some shrimp on the Barbie.
That's Australian, you racist.
That's my Dumb and Dumber moment.
I'm English. Maria, I'm an English person. I'm English.
Okay.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
It's like, fine, whatever.
Whatever.
All right, I'll take the thing out of your ear.
Dumb limey.
Whatever. Yeah, hold on. I can't talk to you just yet. I'm live on a podcast across the world.
Big world.
She's looking at me. The world. The world listens to this podcast.
Whole world. Even South Korea.
South Korea, Japan, because everybody wants to hear Richard Webster. He's funny.
Well, I am. Sometimes. Mostly when I'm taking the mickey out of myself.
Are you doing the podcast all alone tonight? Just calling people up?
It's just me, yeah. I'm just showing Extra Life stuff, bringing people in. I completely skipped over Robin as well.
You don't want to bring his internet down. If you called him, it would just crash.
Do you know, I was worried about that. But I wrote a list on my board and everything so I wouldn't forget the times people were on. And I just skipped Robin altogether. I don't know what's going on. Really strange. I'm actually going to bring him in a minute. I'm going to be letting you go shortly. But before I let you go, Gary, just how long have you got left now in your like fake American hours? How long's left?
7:30, 8:30, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, about 7.5 hours left.
7.5. So you're over like the two-thirds of the way through almost. Two-thirds.
Yeah.
What are you going to
do? I'm going to do the raid here.
Yeah.
And then at 11 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Gross Mountain Time, we're going to do a little horde. Yeah. Arcanics, myself, DeLacy. Kim and I think Gary Lever, we're all going to do some horde on Gears, and then we'll move on to maybe DeLacy and I doing some sports on the EA stuff.
Yeah, that'll be good.
That's kind of my plan.
He's mentioned FIFA, maybe golf, hockey.
Yep. Yeah, I'll kick his ass in FIFA, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
but
I was always more into football manager games than actual football games.
They had that great one on Steam. What was it called? Football Manager, right?
Yeah, the Football Manager series is pretty good. But I liked Championship Manager back in the day.
Yeah, I never really tried that out. Yeah. I just have no time.
Yeah, well, I was like 12. I had loads of time. You know,
was it about 3 years ago?
Well, thanks. Cheers. Thanks. I'm actually 31. Like I'm 30 and three quarters.
Webster, I'm almost 50 now.
50, that's...
Almost.
That's a lot of raids.
It sure is.
That's a lot of raids. All right, mate, I'm going to have to let you go, but thanks.
Thanks for having me on. Have a great show. Everybody, thank you so much, all the support, everybody that's donated, all the whole team. We've got the best team. That multi-Twitch channel is awesome. Hopefully a lot of people are watching that.
Yeah, it's great.
The tiny URL /
Extra Life hyphen
Extra Life.
Yeah, VG Hub hyphen Extra Life. Yeah.
Fantastic. So
it is.
Cool. Thanks for checking in.
No worries, mate. You take care and have a great remaining 7 hours.
Thank you, Rich. Have a good one. Ciao, everybody.
So that was Gary DeFelice. He's there doing his Destiny raid. Well, he's actually just busting the moves right now. Just really rocking those pants. That's all I can say. We're going to bring in Robin shortly. I don't want to kill his internet, but before we bring in Robin, let's bring in Amras89. He, I believe, is still doing his Titanfall 2 single player. So that'll be really strange. So we'll bring him in shortly, and we'll see how he's getting on, if he's on the Skypes. I've not actually messaged him to say, are you ready now? So he might not be ready. He might be on now. Do we have Gary on the line?
Maybe. Let me just mute myself. There we go. All right.
this is Gary Lever.
Getting call from Red. Hello.
Also known as Amras. He's live now. I'm showing the stream. Playing Titanfall 2 single player, is it?
Yes.
How's it going, mate?
Good. I want to mute my TV from this. There we go. Yeah, it's, well, I am 14 and a half hours in so far.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's been insane.
So you started about, was it half nine-ish? Nine?
No, 6 o'clock.
So, oh, 6 o'clock your time, yeah. I'm looking at my clock thinking we're in the same place. So 14 hours in, you've got another 10 to go. How are you feeling so far?
Perfectly fine.
Yeah?
I don't have any fatigue yet.
Don't jinx it.
And yeah, right.
You're playing single player. Are you playing on the hardest difficulty to keep you awake?
No.
You've got to get those victories achieved, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I'm on my last point to catch up to Caliburn, so I'm excited. Yeah. So basically, after this, I'll be tied up, and if he doesn't do anything, and I don't do anything, so we're tied. So I was asking Bongo what we're going to do with that. So we're not sure yet, but yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Maybe have a dance-off or something, you know? I break a dance off, something like that.
Hey, I got DDR over here. I can do it.
There you go. That's Dance Dance Revolution, isn't it?
Yep.
I'm embarrassed that I know that, really, because I'm such a hard guy, you know. I can build
that's
a cabin.
A hard guy.
I can build log cabins with my bare hands. No, I'm not Hugh Jackman. Tell the listeners how much you've raised so far, mate, for Extra Life.
Last time I checked, which wasn't that long ago. I don't think I've got anything. $215.
$215. So that's a decent amount. And what was your goal for this evening?
So far, my goal is $500. I know there's a couple people, friends and stuff, that haven't given anything yet.
Hmm. So you're hoping to reach that. And how many times have you done this before?
This is my third year doing it.
Third year. Is that third year in a row?
Yes. Yep. Okay. Done the last 3 years.
And you finished Battlefield 1. Earlier today, I was watching your stream actually for Battlefield, so I saw the single player. It's a great single player, isn't it?
Oh, it was so good. It's so beautiful too. Holy shit!
Yeah, and you're playing the old Xbox
super
One,
surprised.
Aren't you?
Yep. I asked everybody what I should get it on, and everyone said Xbox One. Apparently, nobody plays on PC or PS4.
Yeah. Well, I play on PC. Why did you get it for Xbox One and not PC?
Basically, like what I said, because everybody was saying, well, I was asking you where people were playing multiplayer at.
I see. Okay.
Everyone said Xbox One, so.
Well, that makes sense. So, but you're really into your single players as well, aren't you? So do you think it was a good single player for the Battlefield series, or do you think it was just a great single player?
I haven't played all of them. I played 2, 3, I haven't played 4, I think.
Hmm. What about the Bad Company?
No, not Battlefield 2. I tried. Or no, did I? I can't remember if I ever had Bad Company. I don't think I bought them. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But no, like this one was super good. It was awesome. Like, I really enjoyed the whole different stories and different locations that things were being taken care of, how they were doing it. And then I liked the whole, my favorite one was definitely the one with the airplanes. I can't remember what that one was called. Mm. It was like Up and Above or Up something. But that one was awesome. And I liked the last one, like the last story is that one, with the Arabian girl. And oh my God, that was like, I literally went around the whole thing except for the last bit of it. Like complete stealth, because at the end you can't actually go through stealth. But it was awesome, except for the last mission where you couldn't be stealth. I don't want to spoil anything, but like that part was so hard.
Yeah.
It took me quite a few tries to finish it. But yeah, I super enjoyed Battlefield 1 for the story. I cheated a half point and did the Fallout 4 Automatron, I think that's the one it's called. I finished that story up, and then I started to do Titanfall, and I'm halfway through that already, so yeah. I'll probably finish that up before we do Horde tonight.
Sounds good. Are you looking forward to the Horde with everybody getting involved?
Yeah. I haven't played Horde in a few weeks, but I've been playing with like Mark and Nicole. I haven't played with Kim yet, I don't think. But yeah, we've been playing with a few people. I'm probably going to get my wife on for that one. We're probably going to do what we normally do.
Yeah.
And I'll do 10 rounds. She'll do 10 rounds, and we'll switch on and off. That way she gets to play too because she likes Gears a lot.
Yeah. A lot of people have an affinity for Gears, but I was never really good at it. Battlefield is really the only one I sort of lean towards. Gears is... I could just never pick it up, you know, in the swing of it. I just could never do it.
Yeah, I don't, like, I just really enjoyed it whenever I was playing it years ago. And, well, I had a group of four other guys that we would play through, like, weekly. So we'd have our little, you know, nights and everything.
Yeah. Sounds good.
But, yeah, like, we used to just get drunk and play Gears all night.
Yeah.
And with Hortman, the one thing I miss with 4 is that they don't have beast mode in it. Because I really enjoyed beast mode.
Yeah, what's just beast mode? For whatever reason, doesn't know what it is.
That's it's a mode where you are just you basically it's Horde, but you're doing it the opposite way. So you're actually like the locust going in, and you get to be different ones. Like you can be a berserker and all that kind of stuff too.
Oh yeah.
But that's really good.
Yeah, sounds a little bit like Left 4 Dead, if you play as the dead.
Yeah, basically, but you don't play against other people. You just play against. Yeah, you just play against the computer on that one.
Yeah. Fantastic. So before we let you go, mate, we'll let you get back to it. But what have you got advice-wise for anyone to do this? Because you're a veteran now. This is your third year running. You should get a little badge or something. If anyone's thinking about doing it next year.
Well, I would say definitely get a good night's sleep. Always definitely you want to stay hydrated. Probably not do what I'm going to do tonight and put some alcohol in your body.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do that anyway for fun. Because we're playing Gears and I always have to have a drink during Gears.
Yeah.
I would say what we've done all day is probably the best. Like, this is the first year that I've actually had people talking to me all day long. And it's been a lot of fun banter. And that's probably why I don't even notice that I've been doing it for so long today is like, I haven't felt time go by, which is great, but I've been telling with Bongo and stuff. He's sounding a little bit down there and, Mark's getting a little bit, but they're, you know, 4 hours ahead of us already, at least 4 hours ahead of us. So, and then Greg didn't get on till I was like 5 hours in. So he's got a long time to go still.
Yeah, I mean, he's still singing Sunshine and Praises. He's loving it. He's wide awake.
Yeah. I think, he's like 8 hours in or something like that.
Yeah, he's coming up to his 8 hour mark.
Yeah, he's got the morning shift down, so now he's got to do his second shift.
Yeah. Well, good luck on the rest of the stream, mate. Well done for raising money for a good cause. And
thank you.
You know, fingers crossed you don't start yawning during Horde mode. The drinks might help. Don't have too much though, because then you will fall asleep, and we don't need that. We don't want that.
Oh yeah, no, I've fallen asleep before, and Filthy took a picture of my stream while I was just dead in my chest. That was great.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. All right, mate. Well, you take care. It was nice talking to you.
Yep. Thank you for having me on.
It's Gary Lever, Amras89. Thanks a lot. Thanks, mate.
You want me to drop off?
I'll hang up. I've got a system.
Okay. Okay.
See you after.
Bye.
So that was Amras89, Gary Lever, playing his Titanfall 2 single player. I'm really sorry if I was showing some spoiler stuff there and realised he was doing single player and he might be far in. He said halfway, so apologise if there's any spoilers, but you couldn't hear anything and, you know, who cares? It doesn't matter. Just listen to the audio if you want to be spoiler free. So let's just jump straight in and just phone Robin, because like I said, I completely skipped over him before. I don't want to say it's because I'm tired, because I feel bad, because these guys have been playing games all day and they're not even tired, so I can't really say anything. We'll bring him in anyway. Hopefully we don't kill his internet. Someone said before about his internet being slow on the call, so let's hope that doesn't happen. We're going to bring Robin Tate in now, Bongo the same, and see what he's up to in the real world. He was last playing Forza when I saw him, and we'll see where he's up to now. Time, let's just throw up let's throw a stream on. Let's see if Real Defoe's raid has started yet, and we'll jump in on Real Defoe's raid. It looks like it's loading, so we'll stick the stream on for Real Defoe's raid here. He's doing the loading screen thing. I'll just check in with with Robin and see where he is. But we've got the old streams going on. That's the downside, you see, of Destiny. It's these load screens. Kind of put me off. Let's put the sound on and listen to the hum of an engine hum. Now let's find another stream. Let's go with the lovely Mike. And it looks like Robin's calling me, guys. Looks like Robin's phoning. So let's pick up the phone to Robin. I believe we have Robin.
Hey.
Tate. Good evening, Robin.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
I am pretty damn good, actually, all things considered. You've had lots of people on. It's me. It's Robin Tate, Bongo the Sane here in Northern Ireland. And, Rich, you're doing a fine job tonight. You've had lots of guests on, and you're pulling it together nicely, I believe.
Yeah, I'm just basically bringing people in and in between showing a bit of clips of people's games, where they're up to. Some clips are recorded today of people. And, it's basically just a catch-up show and getting everyone involved and seeing where they're up to. So where are you up to now, mate, in your stream? How many hours have you been doing it?
From 9 o'clock this morning, it is now, almost midnight here, so I have 9 hours to go. I've got to admit, 9 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock at night is a doddle, yeah? And then your back starts to get sore and you start to get uncomfortable with every position you sit in. And then what happens, your brain turns to fudge and you can't use your brain and your fingers and the words don't come out properly any longer.
Yeah.
And that only gets worse. And I always think the worst time is sort of between, I don't know, 3:30 and maybe 6:00, because at 6:00 you can almost see the end. But it's been good. And, we've been on as a VG Hub team all day, chatting. There's never hardly been a period at all that there hasn't been someone to chat with or laugh with. It's fantastic. And Rich, did you hear what the total is at the moment?
Yeah, 3,900 and something, wasn't it?
It is now 4,720. We are less than 300 off 5,000, which is our target. So that's just amazing. Absolutely fantastic. There have been donations coming in there. And also that I have to a big shout out to our community, because they've been fantastic with victories achieved and the completions chart this year. There was almost 350. It will get to that until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, and we've just lodged $700 against that as well. So it's brill. So I've been playing Forza Horizon 3 non-stop.
Wow.
And my plan was to try and get through 1,000 G. I was over halfway there, and so far 12 13 14 15 hours in, I have managed to unlock one more achievement so far today. just one.
What was that achievement for?
Photographing 300 cars. Now I'm very close to getting another one. I'm at the stage now where it's the grind stage. It's like complete every single race, complete every bucket challenge.
Yeah.
It's all that stuff. So I'm just working my way through the map, and I'm going to keep at it. I do you know what? The task is bigger than I thought. It's such a big game.
Is this Forza Horizon 3, did you say?
Yeah.
Well, this is the one they showed at E3 where it was like there was a beach and stuff. Is that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah, absolutely right. It's fantastic. And there's just so much to it. And I mean, before today, I had 90, 100 or 100 hours into this already.
Hmm.
So there's another 24 going on to that. And that's a big game in anybody's cup of tea. So I've been streaming all day, and the internet's behaved itself pretty good. I played something else this week, which you might be interested in.
Oh yeah,
I revisited the Orange Box. It came to backwards compatibility, and I played through Half-Life 2 again this week.
So good,
dear God, that game is awesome.
Yeah,
awesome. Do you know what? it came out, when did it, was it 2002 or 2004? I'm just curious to know, is that before The Matrix came out or after The Matrix?
We'll find out. Would you
look that up?
The Matrix was released in 1999.
Okay. All right, because there's some story beats are very much like The Matrix, like those pods where people are sort of stored. But if you look at that game, there are so many different components have been repeated and used. I mean, there's at some certain stages, there's squad-based tactics where you can direct a little squad around the place that follow you around. It's just awesome. And the story is just brilliant. And even after all this time, and I'm still playing, I suppose, the 360 version of the Xbox One, it still holds up. Yeah, the graphics are a bit ropey, I suppose, but they're still acceptable. But, you know, all the stuff with the big, big tripod walkers, there's some creepiness about it too, and just awesome. Awesome game.
It's got one of them things where, like, every time there's a new set piece and a new scene, it makes you go, it makes you think, like, what is the story here? What happened? Yeah. It's like that creepy, it feels very British as well for me. It feels like the way British films do horror, like 28 Days Later and stuff. That's where I think Half-Life 2 feels for me in terms of story. It feels quite British for some reason.
And I don't think it was ever explained, even in the episodes, Half-Life 2, episodes 1 and 2, where the man in the suit and the briefcase
We still don't know why he's even there. What's going on?
You know, is it all a dream? That all of this stuff and the characters in it, like Alex, and you know, even the stupid security guard from the first one, who has a bigger role in the second one.
Yeah, that guy wasn't he the one in Blue Shift as well? Didn't you play him in Half-Life Blue Shift? I think you played him in, because Half-Life 1 had like a couple of spin-offs, didn't it?
I don't know. I haven't heard of that. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, they had like a Half-Life Opposing Force and then Blue Shift. They were like, you know, like Half-Life 1 took place with Gordon Freeman like going around the lab.
Yeah.
Well, these spin-offs were like other people when that was going on. So Half-Life Blue Shift is, you were playing as, I think his name's Benny, the guard. Is his name Benny?
No, I don't think it's but something like that.
Yeah, so I think Blue Shift, you play as him. So it's like you see Gordon Freeman go somewhere or whatever, I think, if I'm remembering rightly, but then you play as him while all that stuff's going on.
Oh, that's cool.
It's just really interesting.
That's, I suppose, as a PC mod. That's another thing. My motherboard arrived and my processor, so that's coming together. I've ordered my memory. So I'm building a nice beefy PC. So that'll all come together in the next week. I don't want to do it this week as well.
Yeah,
on Friday, as thrifty as I am, I was doing this big one of my stores done a complete refit, and I opened again on Friday. And next door to it is this little hut on the side of the road, like a charity shop. And outside was I've been keeping an eye out for a little desk, and there was a little trendy glass and metal desk. I only have about a meter and a half or so in the spot in the man cave 2 out in the garage where I was going to put it, and this thing is there, and it's class. It's not a mark on it. 15 quid steel, brilliant, super, can't wait. So I'm being all thrifty and bought a second hand motherboard and second hand processor, and it's all coming in, but it's cool. I love it. It's nice putting all this stuff together.
You know, I will say this about the second hand stuff with PC. What I found, because I sell a lot of my stuff, is with the second-hand market for PC, the quality level is really good. Because most of the people that sell their PC components are enthusiasts, so they look after the shit.
Yeah, well, when the motherboard came in its original box with all its original packaging, not a piece of dust on it, it's the exact same model of motherboard that Joshua bought for himself this time last year.
Yeah.
And he paid £270 for it, and I paid £170, but that included a 2.7 gigahertz Celeron Intel processor as well. So I think that's a pretty good deal. I think that's pretty good, including the board and the processor.
Yeah, that's a good deal. That
was it an Asus Maximum V2 Hero or something? You know, whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah, so. they are the enthusiast motherboards that allow like Crossfire and stuff.
Mm.
SLI. They have like multiple X16 PCI slots. Stuff.
So I had to order some DDR3 RAM because the case I was using was my DDR2. So yeah, I'm looking forward to putting that together. Yes, maybe for a bit of gaming, but mostly as a good, strong video editing podcast type machine that I want for out there in the little office that I'm building out there.
Yeah.
Okay, look, well, I've got some stuff we can rattle through. Because the victory achieved and the thing is all coming to a head, Richard, I have this week's victory achieves ready here if you want me to rattle through them.
That would be perfect. Great timing.
Okay. So what victory achieved is when you finish a game, you tweet it off to @OC_podcast with the hashtag victory achieved. You'll get a mention, as you do on the podcast here, and you get entered into a quarterly draw to win some money. And this week, there's been a lot because people have been rushing away to try and finish off for the completion chart, which I'll talk about in a second. So this week, WombleMK3 finished Titanfall 2. Colin for the Win finished That Dragon Cancer. Brave man. Mr. Miyagi finished Dishonored. Amras89 finished Marlowe Briggs and the Mask of Death. He also finished Gomo and Path of Exile. He finished Gears of War 4. He also finished Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link.
Wow.
Battlefield 1 and Fallout 4 Automatron. And I know at this moment in time he's working on Titanfall 2. So that's how he's been at it, because he was behind in the completion chart and he's been working like mad to get back up there.
Yeah, he said he's coming up level with Caliburn now.
Very close. Mm. Teflon 12, Jason finished Plants vs. Zombies. I'm sorry, it wasn't Teflon. It was his boy, David, finished the original Plants vs. Zombies. Good lad, David. Nostalgia 67 finished Far Cry Blood Dragon. Amras, sorry, I also missed one out there. The Walking Dead Michonne. Jason Teflon finished Fire Emblem Fates Revelation. Adamski finished Titanfall 2. I finished Half-Life 2. Pebbles, that's Amras's partner, finished Gears of War 4. Jay Brones finished Oregon Trail on the Vita. Fraser Moores finished Gears of War 4. Pilch Reed finished Unravel. Filthy finished Lara Croft Go. That's a lot. So well done to everybody. That's fantastic. You're all into the draw. That will be drawn at the end of November. So the all-important completion chart, it comes to a head at 9 a.m. UK time. So there's exactly nine hours left. And at the top of the chart at the moment, it's still Caliburn M with 44.5 completions. And Amras is right behind him with 43.5, only 1 point. And then we're down to Kyle Adams and myself on 18.5. So there's a total of 344.5 points. That's a full point for a game over 4 hours and half a point for a smaller game. That's just amazing. And once all comes in, I've done it already, but what I've doubled it and I've rounded it up to $700. And I have lodged that under the Extra Life account right now. And that's helping our total there. Lovely. Do you know what? In the Extra Life donations, through all of the VG Hub team, there have been well over 50 people have put in things from $5 to lots of dollars. Over 50 people. It's fantastic to everyone. So please go on to Extra Life. Extra Life. Extra-life-life.org.
Yeah.
Go to the VG Hub team and drop $5, $5, like £3, £3.50 onto one of the guys. It's brilliant. We're almost at $5,000. It would be lovely before I hit the sack at 9 a.m. to see that we'd hit $5,000. It'd be fantastic. So thanks very, very much, everybody, for all your efforts this year. It's been wonderful. And that's those things. So who else do you have coming on, Rich?
It's been a bit of a stellar cast, really. We started out with, excuse me, very unprofessional. We started out with Kim, then we went to Mark. I've got my list here. But then we skipped you. You were supposed to be third. But I think it's worked out well that we've brought you in last because we can close the show.
Yep.
We've had Greg DeLacy, we've had Mike Chin, Gary DeFelice has been on, And we just finished with Amras a minute ago. We were going to have Batch, but he's not doing Extra Life this year, so he's going to be on next year when he does it.
No, I see Mike Chin is going away like mad. He's doing the whole Mario 24 hours of Mario, so he's well at that as well.
He's just going for gold, really, to be honest.
Isn't he? Brilliant. Isn't that fantastic? Yeah. So he's done some live stuff there on Facebook. So, yeah, check in with all the guys. It's fantastic.
So what have you learned by doing Extra Life, really? How many times have you done this now, Robin?
This is now... I missed 1 year, a one-year gap, but this is my fifth year.
Wow.
I think over the 5 years... It's funny, it says 2 years. I changed my account, so it only says 2 years on the account. But I do have the medals to show. I think one, two, three, four... Well, we're up to... I think 1 year I had nearly 2,000. I think I'm up to about 5.5-6 grand over the 5 years, five times. And as a whole, the VG Hub team have raised, I don't know what it is, 30 or more now. So it's been a fabulous effort. It's great. It's a good charity. Yeah. This money is going to the kids that really, really need it. You know, terminally ill kids. And if you look at what the charity does, they go into the hospitals, the Children's Miracle Network hospitals, they go in and they bring video games to the kids. So they're handhelds, they go in and they entertain them, they make their stay a bit more fun. And that's really, really good, you know. And I know people that have went to these hospitals. I know Greg's son has been there. I know people from Northern Ireland that have been out to some of the cancer hospitals out in Boston. Yeah. And this is money that is well spent, and 100% of it goes to those charities. There is no siphoning off for to pay for the chief executives and stuff. This all started way back with Sarcastic Gamer, and when one of those guys it was a niece that had cancer and passed away, and one of the Sarcastic Gamer guys, they started this idea up. It must be 6 or 7 years ago, and it's went from strength to strength now.
I just need to jump in, mate. Apparently your mic is not muted for the game that you're on.
Oh, well, shit. All right. And
I think, is that the chat group? They can hear you?
Yeah, bollocks them. Bollocks to them.
Greg's
see, that's Greg Galizzi, boy. Yeah. He's a clunt. See, when I get back on again, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind.
Yeah, well, I'll let you go in a minute, mate. What were you saying about the Sarcastic Gamer people?
Damn it, sorry. I know what's wrong. Sorry, my controller switched off.
Ah.
And now I'm coming through Connect. Yes, bollocks is. Hold on, just to get rid of that. There we go. Just a second. That's that. Yeah, Sarcastic Gamer. So it was about 6 or 7 years ago. It started with Sarcastic Gamer. One of the chaps in the Sarcastic Gamer read a niece of his, I believe it was, had cancer and passed away, a young girl, and they started a fund for it and a charity drive with this gaming thing, and it's just went from strength to strength over the years. So, and that's where it started. So it's real people and real things. So, yeah, if you can afford a wee bit, it's wonderful. If you can't, jump on to the guys. If you're in the States, the guys are there until our time, midday tomorrow. So come on, play along with us, because it gets kind of lonely at 3 and 4 in the morning. So that's an interesting show. Thanks for manning the ship there tonight and pulling us all together, Rich. That's cool. That's a lot of pressure for you. That's brilliant, mate.
No, it's fine, mate. It's been good to get everyone together and just share the stories, really. Everyone's got a story, you see.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a story.
And we'll be all back next week. Back to normal.
Yeah. Back to normal. Well, I think we'll let you go, mate. We'll let you get back to
Cheers,
it.
Cheers, mate.
I believe you're doing Gears of War Horde mode shortly.
No, not me. I am on Forza for 24 hours.
That's until a long time.
Until that 1,000 G's pops, I ain't doing anything else.
All right, mate. Well, well done for everything that you've done for the charity, mate. You've done really well.
Cheers, mate.
Proud of you. And good luck with the rest of the time.
Thanks very much. Right. Later.
See you after.
Bye, guys.
So, guys, that was Robin Tate, a.k.a. Bongo the Sane. Some may say insane with his crazy 1,000G goal on Forza. But, you know, he's good at Forza. That man knows his racing. So I think we'll leave it there for tonight's show. This was episode 395 of the Overseas Connection. We've done it 395 times, many faces, but the one thing that seems to stay together is the community that we have, and that community brought together forms VG Hub, and those guys all together are raising a lot of money now for Extra Life. They've just tipped over the $4,000 mark, which is fantastic news. So well done to all the team. Well done to everybody who's donated. Thank you very much. All the guys playing, the team behind Extra Life and all of that. It's a really well thought out, well put together deal. And like I said, right at the start of the show, we're not asking people to go out of their way to do like a marathon that they've never tried before. This is gamers playing games. They just got to stay awake. They just got to put themselves through it, and they do really well. So fantastic people. I think with that, we'll close out the show. We'll end it like a normal show. I'll just say that you can be part of this conversation every week live on Twitch. You can watch us at twitch.tv/OC podcast. That's 11 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. American West Coast, 6 p.m. American East Coast. That's at New York and then Los Angeles, respectively. That's actually wrong. That's the other way around. New York is Eastern a lot. I'm tired. Sorry. Email the show. Email us. We can read your emails out. Sorry we didn't do any emails this week. We'll just do them next week. This today was Extra Life. You can email us at podcast@ocpod.com. You can tweet us at @OC_podcast. Facebook group is FB for Facebook. FB.ocpod.com. Throw us an iTunes review, will you? It doesn't cost nothing. Give us an iTunes review. We don't care what it is. Just throw us on there. 5 stars. We'll send you to the Arab States on a nice like fancy fly Emirates jet. Honest. Don't forget to join the OC Podcast Club and Xbox One and Forza Horizon 3. Get on the Facebooks. Get involved in the racing and all that good stuff. So again, this has been the Extra Life special. Thank you very much to everyone who's taken part. And we look forward to hearing from you and your thoughts on Extra Life next week on the show. So I'm Richard Webster, Big Bad Daddy, hosting this week's show. And thanks for listening. Take care. Ah, ta-da. See you later.